AP News.
Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Lawyers for the U.S. government are laying out arguments before a London court on why Julian Assange should be extradited to the U.S. The AP's Karen Chamas is in London.
Supporters of the imprisoned WikiLeaks founder chanted "Free Julian Assange" outside of the London court. The US lawyers are responding to a request by Assange's lawyers, who are asking the High Court to grant Assange a new appeal. Tony Corden, who travelled from Cornwall in southwest England to protest for his release, told the AP,
"I feel that it's incredibly important that we challenge this, what is increasingly becoming a very repressive state. That a journalist who exposes war crimes is criminalised himself, and it's just beyond outrageous."
Assange has been indicted on 17 charges of espionage and one charge of computer misuse over his website's publication of classified US documents. I'm Karen Chamas.
Jury selection is starting today in New Mexico in the trial of Hannah Gutierrez Reed. She's charged with involuntary manslaughter and tampering with evidence in the death of a cinematographer on the set of Alec Baldwin's movie Rust. Gutierrez Reed was the armorer on the set. Baldwin has pleaded not guilty to an involuntary manslaughter charge in a separate case. Some state election officials are frustrated. Congress has yet to allocate federal money they have come to rely on to help cover the cost of securing their systems from attacks, updating equipment, and training staff. Maggie Toulouse-Oliver is New Mexico's Secretary of State.
Elections are critical federal infrastructure. The cybersecurity threats and physical security threats to the election process are inherently a federal, a national issue.
Britain imposed sanctions on 6 top officials at the Arctic penal colony, where Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny died last week. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are opening lower on Wall Street as weakness in technology companies continues to drag on the market. The S&P 500 was off 0.2% in the early going Wednesday. The tech-heavy NASDAQ gave up 0.5%. The Dow slipped 117 points. That's about 0.3%. Palo Alto Networks was a big loser. The network security company lost 0.25% of its value after giving forecasts for future billings that came in well below what analysts were looking for. Amazon rose 1.6% following an announcement that it would be added to the Dow. Walgreens Boots Alliance, which is leaving the Dow, fell 0.3%. Treasury yields slipped in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.26%. Seth Sutel, New York.
A young girl, about 7, was buried in sand and died when a deep hole she was digging with a boy collapsed on them both at a beach in South Florida. The boy, about 8, is in stable condition. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.